The future of voting rights is front and center in this week's political debate as more Republican-led states enact voting restrictions. President Biden characterized the GOP efforts this way in a speech in Philadelphia yesterday.
We're facing the most significant test of our democracy since the Civil War. That's not hyperbole. Since the Civil War.
The administration's point person on these efforts on voting rights is Vice President Kamala Harris. She spoke with NPR White House correspondent Asma Khalid yesterday, and Asma joins us now. Hello, Asma.
Hi there, Don.
You talked to the vice president about the For the People Act. That's the voting rights bill put forward by Democrats. I should say it is not making any headway through Congress right now. What did Harris share with you about strategies to push that forward?
Well, Don, I should say I began our interview by asking her, frankly, that in lieu of congressional action, what can the administration do? Because Democrats just don't have the votes to get voting rights legislation through Congress at this point. And frankly, my takeaway is that the main tool the White House sees for countering voter restrictions in some Republican-led states is to focus on voter turnout. The vice president also spoke about building coalitions, voter protection, and voter education. She specifically said voter education is important so people understand that in some of these states what the personal impact of these new laws might be.
I do believe that in many of these states, they are trying to make it more difficult for people to vote so that they won't vote. And this is then about attempts to take the power from the people. And we all need to stand and say we will not allow this to happen on our watch.
Asma, you also discussed the filibuster, which progressives want to do away with. Congressman Jim Clyburn, the House Majority Whip, wants to preserve the filibuster, but change it to allow voting rights legislation to pass with a simple majority. Does the vice president agree with that strategy, and has she discussed this with senators?
Well, I asked her about the idea that you mentioned that Congressman Jim Clyburn has proposed. He is known as a close friend of this administration's. And according to reports in Politico, he has actually brought up the idea that he has with the vice president herself, he has said. So, you know, whether or not she supports this idea, I did ask her that. I asked her if it's something that she thinks could work.
The right to vote is the right that unlocks all the other rights. And for that reason, it should be one of its highest priorities. Now, the members of the Senate are going to have to address this, and we're going to continue to work to find a path forward, no matter how difficult. And obviously, it's going to require all the Democrats in the Senate to agree with that approach.
And Don, what she's referring to there is the fact that even if there was a tweak to the filibuster, it would require every single Democratic member of the Senate to support that idea. And I guess it's not explicitly clear at this point whether or not all Democrats do agree with that. I should point out she did not explicitly answer whether or not she supports this idea. I did also press her on whether she's talked about the idea with some of her former colleagues in the Senate. And she told me she doesn't want to negotiate this in the media, but said she's certainly having conversations with folks.
You also asked Vice President Harris if just winning elections was the main way to combat Republican voting restrictions. What did she tell you?
Well, she said that, you know, she sees it as something much more fundamental. But I will say, Don, you know, voting rights is a partisan issue. And how the administration does convince the American public that it is not a partisan issue is something that's going to be worth watching.
Just a little bit of time left. What happens next?
I will say I think that is a big question, and honestly, I don't know. The administration seems focused on voter education, voter turnout, but frankly, there are some on the left who want more. They don't think giving speeches about the morality of voter rights is, frankly, in their view, enough in this moment.
All right, NPR's White House correspondent, Asma Khalid. Thank you, Asma.
My pleasure.